Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We're taking some time here at the beginning of the year to introduce you to the four Gospel writers. Yesterday, we introduced you to Matthew, and today, we want to introduce the second Gospel writer. His name is Mark. Now, our purpose in this series is not just to gain more information, but to know Jesus more intimately and love Jesus more passionately and follow Jesus wholeheartedly. And these writers direct us to do just that. Mark chapter 14, verses 51 through 52, give us an introduction or at least an incident in Mark's life that will help us introduce him. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. And when they seized him, he fled naked, leaving the garment behind. The young man in today's passage is not identified, but many believe it was a man named John Mark, the writer of this gospel, the Gospel of Mark. The story is found only in Mark's gospel, and most agree that Mark lived in Jerusalem with his mother. His mother's name was Mary. And during the early days of the church, their house was used as a meeting place. We read about that in Acts chapter 12, verse 12. It's possible, many think, that the Lord's Supper took place in their home. Now, John Mark was a very young man, and he was not one of the 12 disciples. But he was in the Garden of Gethsemane during Jesus' arrest, and he ran from those trying to seize him. It is probable that Mark was greatly influenced by Peter and based much of his gospel on Peter's teaching. Peter calls him my son in 1 Peter 5:13. Mark keeps his gospel concise. It is the shortest of the four gospels. His words are pastoral. Most believe he was writing to Christians in Rome who were facing persecution, and he reminded them who Jesus was and what it meant to follow him. Mark knew what it was like to be down. As mentioned, he fled in the garden. Later, Mark teamed up with Paul and Barnabas on a missionary trip, but for some reason, Mark deserted them, and they had to continue on their way without him. We read about that in Acts chapter 15. Because of that, Paul refused to take Mark on the next trip, which led to a sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas and the vision of their team. Now, because of that, Paul refused to take Mark on the next trip, which led to a sharp disagreement between Barnabas and Paul. In fact, they split up after that. However, Mark continued to grow, and he continued to prove his worth and commitment to Christ. And Paul came to admire Mark and wanted Mark to be with him during his final days. We read about that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. So Mark's life reminds us that failure is never fatal. Even when we fall, we always have the opportunity through God's grace to get back up and do what God is calling us to do. So, Father, I pray for anyone who has failed and fallen. Remind them they do not have to stay down. Help them learn from Mark that the best days are still ahead. You can pick us up and give us the strength and courage to do great things for you. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.